It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable, inerrant teachings of the infallible, preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salou. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us, and also a great privilege to be with you by means of radio, to share with you the wonderful account of God's love for you. God so loved you that He gave the Lord Jesus Christ, who died in your place on an old rugged cross, shedding His blood so that you might have everlasting life. We'd like to also say a very happy Veterans Day tomorrow for all the veterans listening to the broadcast today. And before we get into God's Word, and we'll be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 6, let's listen to a song by the Moore family from Jonesville, North Carolina. The name of this first song is titled, He Took the Hill.
Field one day a charge was given to a soldier in a land so far from home. To climb the hill meant death was surely waiting. Determined, he decided to press on. In his mind, he pictured people living in freedom, all because of the price that he would pay. His life a sacrifice by his own choosing, and oh, what a victory that day. He took the hill, the perfect soldier. He took the hill, now the battle's over, the price was paid, our flag was raised, his task fulfilled. He took the hill. Battlefield for souls, a charge was given to a soldier in a land so far from home. To climb the hill meant death was surely waiting. Determined, he decided to press on. In his mind, he pictured people living in freedom, all because of the price that he would pay. His life, the sacrifice by his own choosing, and oh, what a victory that day. He took the hill, heaven's soldier. He took the hill,
We find in the book of Galatians chapter 1, starting with verse number 1, Paul an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia, grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Paul goes further into Galatians chapter 2, verse number 20, to say, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. We find Paul also writing to the church of Corinth, saying this in chapter number 15, verse number 57, But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus died on the cross, knowing that that was the only price that God would accept to buy salvation for us. Jesus shed his blood, gave his life, dying for us, so that we might have everlasting life. He said, It is finished. The debt is paid. And the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ guarantees us the victory after he has given all that could be given to buy our salvation so that we might have everlasting life. Now, my friend, if you have not received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and you would like to have someone to share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift that was bought for you, so that you might have your sins forgiven and have the peace with God by accepting Christ as Savior, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to sit down with you by phone or in person to share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift. My phone number is 919-563-6753. We'd also like to invite you to our services today at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We're located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Please be with us in Sunday school this morning at 9:45. Our morning service is at 11 o'clock. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock. And our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Please be with us in all of these services. But unless you're providentially hindered and can't be here until Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, please be with us this morning at 9:45 for Sunday school at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We also have a website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. All one word, and Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, MebaneTabernacleBaptistChurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written material that will share with you from Scripture this wonderful message of love and how you can receive Christ as your Savior, and also share with you how you can start living for the Lord after you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. if you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebbins Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebbins with an apostrophe S, this will pull up all of the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church and also give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, let's listen to another song by the Moore family from Jonesville, North Carolina. The name of the second song is titled, I Will Stand.
I never thought I'd be here, standing in this place. I thought it never happened to me. Inside I asked the question, what is this trial for? But then a still small voice whispers to me,
will you stand when you feel so all alone? Will you stand when it seems all hope is gone? And in your weakest hour, I'll be here by your side. Will you stand?
We all go through trials as we go along life's way. We all face battles day to day. So many of our leaders have fallen from the ranks, and it's time that we as Christians stand and say,
I will stand when I feel so all alone. I will stand when it seems all hope is gone. And in my weakest hour, you'll be here by my side. I will stand. We will stand when we feel so all alone. We will stand when it seems all hope is gone. And in our weakest hour, you'll be here by our side. We will stand.
Paul wrote to the church of Ephesus in Ephesians chapter 6, starting with verse number 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. God wants us to stand with the armor of God as a soldier of the Lord. For those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ, this is our calling, not just for the pastors, not just for the missionaries, not just for the evangelists. It is for all who know the Lord as their Savior to stand, and to be able to stand against the wickedness of this world, standing with a testimony for God, putting on the whole armor of God. My friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, this is your call to stand. And not only are we to stand, but we are to let the world know whose side we're on. Listen to this last song by the Moore family from Jonesville, North Carolina. The name of the song is To Count for Jesus.
All want their lives to count for to leave their mark when life is through. But vain pursuits will count for nothing. Time will erase whate'er we do. I want my life to count for Jesus. For earthly things will quickly fade. No need to add to worldly riches. I only seek eternal gain.
Inside my heart, there burned a question. What was I placed on earth here for? It truly was to build a kingdom, not of my own, but of the Lord's.
I want my life to count for Jesus. For earthly things will quickly fade. No need to add to worldly riches.
In Luke chapter number 14, starting with verse number 26, listen to what Jesus said. If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first, and counteth the cost, whether he hath sufficient to finish it? Lest haply, after he hath laid the foundation, and is not able to finish it, all that behold begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build, and was not able to finish. Or what king, going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first, and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh to him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet great way off, he sendeth an embassage, and desireth conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you, that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Everything in this life must be secondary to the will of God, that father, mother, wife, children, brethren, sisters, and his own life also must be put in second place, so that Christ's will might be first. In fact, Christ's will should be so far above these other loves and these other dedications that it would appear to be hate if father or mother or wife or children or brethren or contemplation about one's own life comes above serving Jesus, he cannot be his disciple. In Hebrews chapter number 5, starting with verse number 12, we find the writer of Hebrews talking about the maturity that those that were Hebrew Christians needed to have. For when, for the time, ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not strong meat. For every one that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Chapter 6, verse number 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrines of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment, and this will we do if God permit. He's telling those that are saved, everything that they are leaving is what they have done and secured through receiving Jesus Christ as personal Savior. Verse number 4, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. The writer of Hebrews warns those Hebrew Christians that it is a dangerous situation to be in. If they have accepted the Lord as Savior and found the blessings of living for the Lord and having answered prayer and experiencing the fellowship of the Lord, to be in a situation where they are tempted to wander away from the will of the Lord, to go after their own will, to come back to God's will later. Because the Bible says here that if they're following the Lord in God's will and they step out of God's will to go their own way, thinking that they can step right back in where they stopped, they'll find that they cannot be placed back into that position that they had in the will of God. Now, this warning is so that they not leave the will of God to follow after their own will, because they will lose that place in God's will that they had access to as they were serving God. Verse number 7 says, for the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it, and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessing from God. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected, and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. Here the writer of Hebrews speaks of a piece of land where in one place the herbs grow, and it is used for the good of others. That's a picture of our life in the will of God. But if we leave God's will to go our own way, verse number 8, but that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected. What we have in verse number 7 is the opportunity to be used of the Lord to bring help to others. But if we leave God's will to go our own way, we find that our lives will be filled with briars and thorns and is rejected. It cannot be used of God because our life is not in His will as we have left His will to follow after our own will. And notice here, it is not only rejected, verse number 8 says, but it is nigh to cursing, whose end is to be burned. Now, if you'd like to write this passage down, this is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 11. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. That's salvation. And what we build on, it comes next. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, that's being in God's will, wood, hay, and stubble, that's being in our will, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. This is not the great white throne judgment, where people are judged because they have not received Christ as Savior and cast into the lake of fire. This is called the judgment seat of Christ, where all Christians will give an account of the way that they lived their life after salvation. And that life that's lived after salvation will garner rewards if they stay in God's will, the gold, silver, and precious stone. Verse number 14, if any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive reward. If any man's work shall be burned, that's the wood, hay, and stubble, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. You see, here's the danger. You leave God's will, and not only can you not be restored to the place where you were in God's will, but your life becomes a place of thorns and briars that hurt other people and does not help other people. Your life becomes worthless, and the works that you do outside of God's will are the wood, hay, and stubble, which, after being burned, only leaves ashes. Would you rather have the gold, silver, and precious stone being refined by the judgment fire at the judgment seat of Christ? Or would you prefer having the wood, hay, and stubble, which will be reduced to ashes? Here in Hebrews 6:8, it says, but that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected, and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. You can leave God's will, but what you'll have left at the judgment seat of Christ is ashes. We have the opportunity to be in God's will and have the blessings of God here and the rewards of God at the judgment seat of Christ. My friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you've been tempted to leave the will of God because things are hard, please remember, it is only as you determine that you're going to be a good soldier in Christ, being obedient to Him, that you can receive the gold and silver and precious stones refined so that you can lay them at the feet of Jesus in thanksgiving. Don't fall for the temptation of going after your own will. Stay in God's will and be used to bring goodness to the lives of others. And my friend, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the opportunity to be saved is given you this day. Confess that you're a sinner, repent of your sins, and ask Jesus to be your Savior. He's promised to save you. And if I can help you, please call me. And join us again next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time."